earlier in the class, I mentioned how your dreams should be getting better. And there's one caveat to that, and that is when you are breaking through a belief system or you're coming out of a bondage or there's a strong power that you have defeated or are about to defeat, you're getting strong enough to defeat, there will be a murderous spirit that does come in. It's a response to something that you just did that the devil knows you got a victory and the devil is hating you for it. And there's this intimidation dream. So I just wanted to mention that in case anyone's having those dreams. Those things will happen and you will have the exit. Normally, sometimes you won't, and you will have to face what it is that you stand for. And people have martyr dreams. People have the end times dreams where they're not taking the mark of the beast. A lot of people are having that type of dream now, and this is the type of dream that you might have, the dream of the devil hating you. And it's not a fearful thing. It's just witnessing the anger and the hatred of the devil. So I just wanted to mention that before we get started. Speaking of the devil, I want to mention a couple things that can trick us, especially if you've had a lot of trauma in your life, if you've been in the New Age, and if you haven't been delivered. Any of those things. You can be susceptible to what you might call New Age dreams or metaphysical dreams. So you can actually have a lot of false dream activity. There can be really vivid experiences. There's a lot of fast movement activity, like supernaturally fast things happen. A million things are happening at once. They're very strange dreams. They're very hard to follow. If you tried to write them down, it wouldn't be very easy. The dreams are more phantasmagorical. It's more of a mystical experience than it is. Something like a kind of dream that you would have on a psychotropic drug like LSD. These dreams are machinations related to trauma. It can be from drugs. For some people, there's trauma-based mind control that does happen. Hypnosis. Those dreams can come through those avenues. Spirits that come in through transcendental meditation. All the different New Age practices, just channeling and inviting in spirit guides, talking to spirit guides, trying to communicate with the dead. All those things invite those types of dreams. The dreams can get very, very strange. So if someone were to want an interpretation from me and they were to write a very strange dream, it wouldn't make any sense to get the interpretation because it's a dream coming from a source that's not God. That's really important for that person to know. So these strange funhouse-like dreams are no good. You want no part of them and you want them to stop in your life as soon as possible. If that's the type of thing you're having, then you're really being pulled away from the dream life that you could be having, which is the true dream life. So the true dream life, you notice the dreams in the Bible, they have symbols, they're easy to explain. There's a scene, you can say A, B, and C happened. With these mystical dreams, there are too many legs, there are too many things going on. It's chaos, and it's meant to be chaos, and it's meant to confuse. It shows a mind that's been too expanded also. So more and more, you're going to see dreamers with dissociated minds. This is why this counseling marriage with dream interpretation is so beautiful. And God created counselors and he created counseling. So ministers are counselors. They naturally counsel. You don't have to formally be a counselor. It's just being able to address something gently with someone and point them in a direction of truth. Showing them, coaxing them in love that who God loves, he corrects. And there's a correction that's needed here. I'm going to guide you to deliverance. I'm going to guide you to finding out, maybe ask a few questions about, did you have a lot of trauma in your early life? And have you been exposed to the New Age? Have you been exposed to drugs? Have you been exposed to mind-opening spirituality, openness to different practices? Has your family? Has there been spaciness and dissociation in your family? If you really want to track it back, you can find it going back even into the last generation. That can be really helpful and important for that person who's sincerely maybe seeking answers and having this torment of these types of dreams, knowing that, yes, it's their action and activity, but it's also coming from somewhere. And there's something that usually is in the bloodline in that case. And again, for a lot of people, there has been victimization through agencies and organizations and secret societies that have been ritual-based, trauma-based, mind control-based. This is a reality of our time that we're in these last days. It's a reality, and we have to be able to talk about it as a reality and help people with it as it is fact. and make sure that we're addressing it. So in this direction we're going, I really hope that dream interpreters are going to be trained to be able to minister to trauma-based mind control, unethical hypnosis, and drug-influenced dissociation, trauma-influenced dissociation. God always has a way of bringing us back to Him because people are being tormented by their dreams because they've opened too many doors. So now these terrible dreams are happening. Not only that, but the demonic activity that's probably coming into their lives also. And so you get to talk about that from a place where you have real understanding and real compassion, where people aren't finding that in the church. So this is a really good time for God to be reaching people through their dreams when they're not maybe reaching people in other ways. So you can be ministering to someone who's not a Christian through their dreams. People can get saved by getting a dream interpretation. This is how important this is. It may be the one place that they're willing to ask questions. Since dreams never lie, we are getting the facts. God does not lie, and the dreams, even if dreams are lying to us, like the New Age dreams, like the mystical dreams, they are telling us the truth about our spiritual state. So they are, in fact, telling us the truth. So the lying dreams are telling us there's a lying spirit with me, and we just have to identify that it's a lying dream. So getting answers to people that are not Christian is okay, but we're going to make sure that they know this is coming from a biblical perspective. It's a biblical definition. It's what God is going to be telling them. And if they're not saved, the message is going to be salvation-based. The message for them is going to be something of a wrong spirit is in their dreams, or they could have dreams that are revelatory for other people. God says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh in the last days. You can help them with that also, so they can know the voice of God and lead people into the truth. So you just want to be available and helpful for anyone seeking the truth about their dreams, and God will lead you into helping them in the way that the Holy Spirit is guiding you to help them. So of course, from mentioning salvation, the importance of salvation, turning someone towards deliverance, having them close open doors to the New Age, having them heal the drug-induced dissociation, having them heal the trauma-based dissociation. Part of what God is doing in our dreams is healing that dissociation. So when we know it, when we come to confess Him as Savior, we start to have a relationship with Him. We start to seek Him. We start to read His Word. And what we see in dreams is the healing of the dissociated mind. So at the beginning, we talked about the phantasmagorical dream, the really crazy, funhouse, mystical dream that's just too weird. When God is healing dissociation, the dreams are not that. The dreams are you and sometimes someone with you going into different rooms or vaults or locked areas, secret areas, and having the way to get in. Going in and finding someone and talking to that person, sometimes ministering them. Sometimes you're going to see them in an environment with a lot of other people there. You might see a lot of other cages. You might see a prison. You might see a locked room. You might see a community of people. You might see a group of people in one area, pushed and pressed in one area, or forced under a force to conglomerate in a certain area. I just see a lot of compassion with God and what He's doing as far as Him really showing you, you went through this. Here's some of the facts. It's not always going to be exactly what you went through, but it's going to be rescuing a part of you from where it is stuck or where it is unable to function. It's not something that you have to go to counselors for. It's just when you stay with Him, you stay in the Word, and you are obedient to Him, He will go ahead and move forward, and His angels will be coming into your dreams and showing you the way in and having you release these parts of yourself. They may look very different from you. They might be a different gender. They might be completely different. They might have different names. They might have the same name. It's all across the board. The good news is I've seen people that are doing DID work with people, and God bless them. It's very hard work, and it's very tedious for the survivors. And I have good news for the survivors that you don't have to go through that type of work in your relationship with God. He will do that for you. And you will become that person that God meant for you to be without all of the locked up parts of yourself. So God restores, He redeems. So all we have to do is restore our minds in the Word. Since mind control is focused on the mind and trauma is focused on the mind and drugs are focused on the mind, everything that is mind altering, God wants us to have a sound mind. And so the devil wants us entranced into how can I influence my mind to do all these different things. So I hope that's helpful to some people. If it's not for you, it's going to be for people that you help and minister to. Absolutely. You're going to be seeing the need for sure. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed this. Bye for now.